877-799-8773 or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com. The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589. Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Center, healing mind, body, and spirit. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
Please turn off all cell phones, view comms, two-way TV wrist communicators, what have you.
Beep boop with your hosts.
Baboons to the left of me, baboons to the right. The speeding locomotive tore through a sea of inhuman fangs. A pair of the great apes rose up at me, but death, bam, I sent them flying like two hairy footballs. A third came screaming at me. And that's when I got mad.
Respect. What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. At no point were you even close to anything that could be considered a rational thought. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
What you got? I am the terror that flaps in the night.
I'm forming a cadre of Martian knights charged with enforcing Martian law.
Look at us, it is so hot.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a firm believer in the philosophy of a ruling class, especially since I rule.
That's right, it's that sci-fi show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. I am your host, Chris West, joined always by Sci-Fi Amy. And actually joining us on the phone, new to the show, Brian Hoffrichter is on the phone. Brian, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
I am doing really good, especially after last week. You were up at MegaCon. We had a great review from you from up there. What all else happened afterwards? It is more than a one-day event.
Yeah, well, obviously the party was that night. It went fantastic. Had a whole bunch of fun there. The next day, I was given a call by my buddies, the Wolf Brothers. They are the world champion body painters that live right here in Orlando. They called me and were like, hey, do you want to dress up? I was like, sure. They were like, be at my house. So I got there, and they put me in Kung Lao from Mortal Kombat. So,
Oh, wow.
I was a Mortal Kombat character all day on Sunday. I was pretty stoked.
See, Amy, that's what we got to do for you. We have to take you to the Wolf Brothers.
Not happening.
I can never, Brian, you got to help me here. We got to break Amy of this. We can't get her to dress up for cons, and she'd be perfect for it.
Amy, come on. It was so much fun.
Come on, Brian.
It would
come
be
on.
So much fun.
Come on.
We'll see.
Peer pressure.
You're going to love the peer pressure right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. That's right, it's That Sci-Fi Show, brought to you by the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, always at holisticlifestylesradio.com. I know we're doing some server work today, but our streamer is up and running, so you can always go to thatscifishow.com, listen to the show. Amy, you already got the past show up there already.
Yeah,
we're just taping it, and it's already there.
It's already there. I'm way ahead of the game.
Brian, it's like the scene from Spaceballs when they're watching the movie to find out where they've landed.
Yes.
When will then be now? Soon.
Right now. Soon.
Exactly. So we got a lot going on in the news this week. Of course, before we get to that, we thank our wonderful, wonderful sponsors for putting us on the air. And this week we got Sound Pillow, we got the Seaside Inn, Beckert & Associates, Intervention Through Bail Bonds, and Palm Partners. And, of course, for those that haven't read our Facebooks that we've been putting out all week, or our Twitter feed, we have Dr. Steven Schlossman. I think that's how you pronounce it. I know I screwed it up last time.
You screwed it up last time. I'm actually not sure I remember. I think it's Schlossman.
Schlossman,
right?
Yeah. The author of The Zombie Autopsy is coming on with us in the 5 o'clock hour, and we had a great interview with him before his book was released many months ago. Now it's out and about. You can get it on Amazon. If you go to thatscifishow.com, if you go to our Facebook page, it is all over the links for it. You can get it on Amazon. Great book, one of the most realistic scientific look at what would actually happen in a zombie-type apocalypse. You know, the whole thing of, you know, the government setting up a secret think tank to experiment on people, having to deal with all that. It's just a very crazy, crazy realistic book that George A. Romero actually said, you know, his whole life he's tried to make zombies real through movies, and he failed in comparison to this book. So
right.
The master of zombies says that, you know it's good.
Exactly. Chris?
Oh.
Oh, Chris, what are you doing?
That's where you're supposed to fill in.
I don't know anything about zombies.
Well, make something up.
Yeah, right.
What do you mean you don't know anything about zombies?
I don't.
Who doesn't know anything about zombies at this point?
They eat brains. That's all you need.
That's right.
They're
eat brains.
Living dead.
Chris Redfield is the master at killing them.
Yes, Chris Redfield.
I was thinking, if Chris was a zombie, would I be able to kill him?
That's one of the many questions you have to ask yourself is, would you be able to kill your friends and family? Could you do it?
I don't think I could do it.
Could you live with yourself afterwards?
No, I don't think I could.
If they're already a zombie, yes. Sorry, but you're already gone. I'm still here. Whatever.
That's pretty much my feeling on the matter, too. And, you know, it's same with the way they do. If I become a zombie, either kill me before I'm turning or, you know, freeze me halfway in between, study my body, and figure out a cure. Proud to be that one half-dead monkey.
We'll freeze you.
It might be the end of the Walking Dead series, how he had to use what was left of his wife.
Yes. Yes.
Like, he found that out, and I was like, oh, that sucks.
Yes, yes, which actually our good guest that's coming on today, actually he's going to, I believe he was working with the first season of The Walking Dead and possibly still working with the season 2 coming up, and A&E have renewed it for another, they've got seasons 2 and 3 in production right now.
Yes.
Yes,
I'm so
The Walking Dead, and there is possible rumor that Charlie Sheen might be coming on The Walking Dead as a walk-on zombie.
I'd like to see that.
Yeah.
He does it every day. It's not like he has to do anything different.
Exactly. I mean, if you look at the guy, you know, and TV and news, I mean, there's one, you know, if you could pick out, like, it's kind of like that Bill Murray from Zombieland where he purposely dressed up as a zombie to blend in so he could walk around Hollywood. But Charlie Sheen just looks half dead.
make him look less dead. He looks too real right now.
He does. He looks like a half-dead skeleton walking around. I mean, he's got just black under his eyes, just pure black.
Well, it's because he doesn't sleep. He's too busy, you know, bonking the, you know, prostitutes.
Yeah, and the porn stars, and then paying them in check, which...
Right.
How you don't get busted for that, I don't know.
Because he's Charlie Sheen.
I mean, that's like just flat-out blatant abuse of the law.
It's Charlie Sheen. What do you expect?
It is Charlie Sheen. It's winning. That's what it is.
That's right.
We're all winning. Oh, you know who's not winning? The producers of Breaking Dawn are complaining that there's too many spoiler pictures coming out that are ruining the movie.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I hate to break this to them, but the big spoiler alert here, the movie was already made. It was called a book. It explains the whole movie word for word.
They may actually stop going to the movies and go get a book.
You know, that might be the way to go. But if as long as it gets people reading, then I'm all for it. But at the same time,
I think
real vampires don't sparkle.
I think teenagers read the book.
Teenagers read the book.
They read the book.
But apparently the producers came out, Wick Godfrey, and said that there have been a number of production photos that have been released through the web.
Oh, big deal. Just pictures.
It's ruining the film.
How?
It's going to ruin the surprise. It's going to ruin
surprise.
Yes.
What, that they're vampires?
who knows? I don't know how you could ruin that series anymore.
I don't
know. It crashed to begin with, but...
Oh, come on. It wasn't that bad.
Yes,
it is. I mean, I had to go see it because, you know, Elizabeth made me go.
Well, you got teenage daughters.
Well, you know...
I had to go.
It wasn't that bad.
I
mean,
the
sparkling,
first one,
you know, vampires.
Somebody that was super into it, and then I ended up getting tricked into reading the first two books. And at the end of the second book, I'm like, "Hey, I can write this whole series off right now, and we'll be done. We won't need the other two books. Just turn her, kill this chick, and we're good. Bam! No third book. No
that's right. Bookends.
Series is over with. You know what? We can all go home."
And then Blade and Buffy show up and everything ends.
Well, that was one of the best pictures out in the web.
Don't forget Spike.
If you look it up, it's the real ending to Twilight. And it's the two kids sitting on the curb, and there's Blade standing right behind them.
Yeah, I've seen that one. I love it.
Yes, that was a great take on the supposed Twilight series. I've said it 1,000 times, real vampires don't sparkle. We had the Lost Boys on here back in Halloween, and... they'll tell you that, you know, real vampires don't sparkle. Keith Sutherland doesn't sparkle. What was that, Brian?
They burst into flame and die.
Exactly.
That's right.
They're creatures of the
dead. No, I mean, it's like they can go in the sunlight and not die.
Well, according to, you know, it kind of breaks down weird, because in Bram Stoker's Dracula, you could go out in the sunlight, you just lost all your powers.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, that's if you remember Bram Stoker's Dracula, the scene
that.
Where he's Gary Oldman's walking around in the super, super badass tux, you know, in Victorian London, and then turns into a wolf.
What?
Yeah. It's a crazy vampire movie, all right? Don't look for logic. I could see the look at you trying to find, you know, figure it out. Why would
like,
you do
what?
That? It's a vampire movie.
Yeah. Exactly.
Because he can.
I guess.
Yes. And as we guess, we're going to go ahead and run out to our first break right now, right here on That Sci-Fi Show, brought to you by the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Be sure to check out our website, thatscifishow.com, as well as holisticlifestylesradio.com. When we get back, we'll have more news and comment and all the things that are going on in the world of sci-fi entertainment. We'll be right back.
The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589. Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit holisticlifestylesradio.com.
All Florida bail bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida bail bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All Florida bail bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida bail bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
My name is Charles Beckert. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
And it is that sci-fi show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. I am your host, Chris West, joined always by Sci-Fi Amy and our new co-host, Brian Hoffrichter. And, you know, I'm reading here, Brian, I don't know how your opinions of Michael Bay are, but apparently Leonard Nimoy is actually going to be coming to join on for the third movie, but he won't be reprising his role of Galvatron like he did in the 1986 cartoon movie. No, he will be Sentinel Prime.
Yeah, he's going to be... He's going to be a good guy this time, which is cool, because his voice, as scary as he was as Galvatron, I would have always loved to have heard him as, you know, one of the Autobots and actually gotten to hear what he would do with one of the good guys whooping Megatron's ass.
Yeah, exactly. But and also on top of that, you think, you know, when you hear of, you know, Leonard Nimoy, you never think of him as a bad guy.
No.
You, it's just hard to think of that guy as a villain in any sort of way because he's just, you know, Spock.
Well, unless he has, you know, a goatee, then he's pretty villainous.
Yeah, the evil Spock.
But yeah, the first time I heard Galvatron, I didn't, you know, I was a kid. I hadn't watched Star Trek at all. And then I watched Star Trek later and was like, wait a second, that's the bad guy from Transformers. And then, you know, you watch all his other stuff, and he's nowhere near being a bad guy, and it's just like realize how weird it is to hear him as the bad guy.
Exactly. I mean, I'm the exact same way. I grew up watching Transformers first because that was, you know, right on. That was the big cartoon when we were as kids. It was Transformers and G.I. Joe. That's what you were watching. And, you know, I'm kind of saddened by how terrible the movies are. I mean, for as much as beloved series as they made, but the G.I. Joe movie was just god-awful.
Yeah, that I consider that Crisis the movie.
Yeah, pretty much.
With G.I. Joe names. Let's just go with that.
Yeah, that's something I could live with.
Because Scarlet definitely isn't supposed to be with him. Scarlet and Snake Eyes forever, guys.
Oh, yeah, totally. I mean, that was just one of many. I mean, the only thing that I really liked about that movie is how they made Destro at the very end, where his, you know, skull actually became living metal.
Yeah, that was pretty cool.
That was pretty much about it. Screwing Baroness all up, you know.
That was just weird.
You know, not having Mindbender, only having Mindbender in for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, and it ending up, you know, Mindbender being a different person and everything. I was like, what? How did you get that?
Yeah. Yeah. It was just like, I hate to say it, Michael Bay ruins movies, and I don't hate to say it. It's actually true. I mean, the first Transformers movies and the second one with Megan Fox were just god-awful storyline-wise, screwed up every little, you know, good detail for no apparent reason.
Yeah.
And I can understand seeing, you know, taking a series and, okay, I want to add my stamp to it and do something a little different to it. But changing the whole, you know, like the whole concept, like the one thing I really hated about Transformers is they used GM cars.
Yeah.
They'd like, you know, Bumblebee wasn't Bumblebee.
I'll admit, I did like how they included the Volkswagen in there. And you know why they couldn't, he wasn't a Beetle, right?
No, why?
Volkswagen didn't agree to it because they didn't want to be associated with, you know, the violence. And in the back of my head, I'm thinking, are you kidding me? You were
Volkswagen?
Created by Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, Volkswagen was created. It was one of the, Volkswagen and BMW were created World War II as airplanes.
Yep.
So they made airplane engines. So, yeah, you know, come on. You guys funded, you know, the Red Baron, for Christ's sake, and you're going to be complaining about violence in a movie?
Yeah, I know.
Where two midget robots make fun of each other. And
made a nod at it and made fun of them for it.
Yeah.
That was about the only thing he did right with that decision.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I mean, it does kind of suck with, you know, a lot of studios having corporate ties. And, you know, we couldn't get GM, or we couldn't get Volkswagen to approve this in certain car companies, but we have our outstanding relationship with GM, so we're going to go change everybody up. And it does kind of suck how they do that, but at the same time, you know, I would have liked to have seen maybe more of an attempt at keeping an original car.
Yeah, but at least Optimus Prime was still a semi-truck.
This is too, and it, you know, at least Optimus Prime was voiced by Optimus Prime.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Yes, I mean,
I didn't like his monkey face.
No,
that was weird.
Yeah, the you know, taking the faceplate away and showing his mouth just kind of blew the experience a little bit there, didn't it? Kind of just takes a little bit of the magic away.
Yeah, way to go, Michael Bay. Way to ruin my childhood.
Oh, over God, seriously. Yeah. And then, I mean, the twins, too. The two robots that got in trouble because a number of people thought it was too offensive for the black community.
Oh, yeah.
Before
the
movie even came out.
Oh, dear. Yeah, those guys.
Yes. That was just kind of how they made their faces extra weird for no reason.
And the way they talk and all that stuff just... Oh, my God, Michael Bay, why would you even think that would make sense?
Yes, I know. Well, other than, you know, disappointing things that have come out in this week, or not this week, but in the last few months, you know, we had not a good trailer for Green Lantern come out, but a decent one, and apparently Warner Brothers has actually announced, it came out this morning, or last night, I should say, and said, hey, we're sorry, that was a really bad trailer. that's kind of like, that's the first time I've ever heard that. I've never heard somebody apologize for making a crappy trailer.
Yeah.
They
know it's a crappy trailer because people are more interested in Thor, Iron Man, and Thor, Captain America, and God forbid X-Men First Class.
Oh my, yes. Oh, don't get me started on the horridness of X-Men First Class and how they've destroyed that series.
Yeah.
No, but yeah, they
why
apparently.
Why is Emma Frost there?
Why are half
that
the characters
no
they're throwing
sense
in? They're throwing in more characters into this that had nothing to do with the first year.
Well, I mean, it was kind of cool to see her in Wolverine Origins. I can get over that fact because I look at Wolverine Origins as like a side project. I don't look at it as an actual Marvel movie. I look at it as one of those alternate reality movies, a what-if movie.
That, you know what? That is a perfect way to describe that.
Yeah, but this was supposed to be in continuity.
Yeah.
Emma Frost didn't come in anywhere near their class.
No, not at all. And, you know, on top of that, well, there's, like I said, there's a number of characters that are, being introduced in this first movie that had nothing to do with the first years. They're just, these are characters that basically everybody's like, I want to see, you know, Avalanche. Okay,
yeah.
So we didn't have Avalanche be part of the original, you know, Brotherhood, so we're just going to go ahead and throw him in now.
Yeah, I know.
And it's just like, okay, I get it. Everybody wants to see all these great B characters because that's really what X-Men is. As great as the main characters are, of course, everybody loves, you know, Cyclops, Wolverine, Storm, Rogue.
Gambit. God, I love Gambit. He's so cool.
Yes. Oh, yeah. But the other really cool thing about Marvel, the X-Men and Marvel, the universe, is that they have so many just really cool B characters.
Yeah.
And, I mean, it's just too much to try to fit into one film. Now, if they were to try to do a series or a mini-series, which would probably be, you know, a little bit better for that.
I know. Why
and drag it out.
Go up to HBO and go, hey, HBO, you want to make an X-Men series?
Yeah, there's no way HBO or anybody would ever turn that down either.
Yeah. I mean, come on. That would be instant money in the bank.
It would be instant money. I mean, yeah, Spawn, as bad as that series was on HBO for the half season that it was on, still raked in just buku amounts of bucks, buku viewers, and it's so popular that there's a demand for it to come back now, and the other McFarlane, Todd McFarlane, has actually
yeah.
come out and said he is working on a new animated series, but he hasn't announced who it's going to be with, but I'm hoping Showtime, because if he goes with Showtime,
Or possibly Stars.
Stars, too. I mean, Stars coming up soon here with the premiere of Torchwood, I think in the
yeah.
next week or so.
Oh, my gosh, yes. And then they've got Camelot just came out. It's a darker reimagining of the King Arthur legend.
Yes.
It's
yeah.
pretty good. I've got the first couple episodes.
Oh, yeah, Amy, you like the Camelot one?
Yeah.
Hot Guys and Swords?
Of course.
There you go.
But yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to Torchwood. But, you know, the big one that I'm really looking forward to this month has got to be, and I'm sure it's everyone else's, is Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
That's one that my friends, we've already all made plans and got that day off. We're all going to go to my friend's house. We're going to get a whole bunch of beer. We're going to get we're going to cook out. We're just going
to
watch Game of Thrones.
To be young.
Yeah. I know. We got the same thing going on. We got the big flat screen ready to go, the DVR recording it.
Pretty sure we're going to put it on our projector onto his wall.
That is something very cool. The one thing I don't like about the projectors, though, as cool as they are, is that you can only use them for like 30,000 hours, and then you got to spend $800 on new bulbs.
Yeah.
That stinks.
Yeah, I thought, like, I was really looking down at it. I was like, you know, I could use this entire wall of mine for a TV screen.
Wow.
But then it would cost me, you know, with as much as I game, with as much TV as I watch.
It would last you a week.
It would last me probably like 2-3 weeks at a time before I'd burn out some bulb.
Yeah, that's why the newer ones they're making with LEDs, they're looking pretty awesome.
It's something I'll definitely have to look into as we actually get ready to take our next break right here on That Sci-Fi Show. Be sure to check out our websites. If you go to thatscifishow.com as well as holisticlifestylesradio.com, you can find out all about us. If you want to listen to some past shows, definitely head over to thatscifishow.com. When we get back from this break, we'll have more sci-fi news, happenings, and all that's good in the universe right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. We'll be right back.
Oh, what a buildup. Over 13 years of in-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure you choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. The Seaside Inn is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
And we are back with more of That Sci-Fi Show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. I am your host, Chris West, and reminding you that we have a Twitter page now, or at least I do. Finally, I have Twitter. Yay.
We have a Twitter page, too, called That Sci-Fi Show.
All right, we have it up and running now?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. You have to email me the link for that. We can put it all over the website.
No problem.
But, yes, that's right. We have That Sci-Fi Show Twitter, and we have CWest92184. So if you ever want to hear, you know, whatever randomness is coming out of me on a random day, go ahead, like me. You know, it's Twitter. I don't really care either way.
Well, you know what you forgot is coming out this month? Doctor Who.
That's right.
21 days.
That's right. At the end of the month here, we'll have the first episode, The Impossible Astronaut. And, so Brian, I can only assume you're as excited and waited to download the first copy that hits the internet at 3 o'clock on that day.
Why, whatever could you mean? I don't have a Captain Jack costume sitting in my closet.
Does. Oh,
Brian does. I'm sure he does.
There's pictures on my Facebook of it.
That's right.
That is Captain Jack. Oh, that's right. Weren't you Captain Jack for Dragon Con?
Yes, I was.
That's right. I remember you dressed in black, and I couldn't remember what you were.
Oh,
my bad. Hey, it was all a big blur, okay?
Hey, Dragon Con,
what happened?
As it should be. Dragon Con is meant to go, and it's like the Vegas of the nerd world.
It is the Vegas of the nerd world. What happens at Dragon Con stays at Dragon Con.
That's right.
Unless, of course, it got taped on 4 days at Dragon Con, which actually just got released on PBS. Unfortunately, I tried looking it up here in the South Florida area, and it's not going to be airing any this weekend where it's supposed to be coming out. But I know if you're up in Atlanta, where we have a lot of people listening in, I think it's 3 p.m. today and 8 p.m. As well. And they're going to be on Sunday as well. But if you go to pbs.org, type in your zip code, and it'll load you up your program schedule, and you can search for it. 4 days of Dragon Con, great documentary that explains everything about what that convention is all about and what happens there. And pretty much, you know, just how cool a place it is to be. And, you know, if you like to dress up and be around weird people, well, this is your place to be.
Or just be around weird people.
Well, yeah,
you don't have to dress up.
Period. There's always going to be some weirdos floating around. It's usually us.
Hey, you know, April Fool's Day was on Friday. Any good April Fool's Day stories?
Well, my little sister got me by telling me she was pregnant. And I didn't realize it was April 1st until later that night. I got emails telling me, you know, hey, make sure you record this tomorrow, April 2nd. And I'm like, it's April 1st and she's pregnant.
Yeah, but you fell for it.
And then it kind of, like, clicked, like, yeah. Well, yeah, obviously, like, 8 hours later, it's like, oh, yeah.
Has anyone
people lie on this day.
Did anybody play any good ones on you, or have you played any on anyone?
I was too lazy. Well, in the past, yes,
yeah.
I've done some.
Let's hear one that we can actually say on the air.
I don't have a good April Fool's one. I do have a good trick for getting rid of Jehovah's Witnesses.
Oh, dear.
Let's hear it.
Yes, back in the day, when I was a less than nice person, let me just preface that,
I did have a group of Jehovah's Witnesses that would on cue show up every Saturday and Sunday morning at like 6 a.m. to my like complex. I don't know why they targeted us. I had just every Saturday and every Sunday they'd come by knocking on everybody's door at 6 a.m. So I got very tired of the situation and decided that action must be taken. So I went down to my local butcher and I got some pig's blood.
I see where this is going.
And then I proceeded to make pentagrams and other ritualistic drawings on white paper, and then I would tape the white paper up to my white wall, and it would look like I painted the walls with blood. And then being the radio guy that I am, I took my genius knowledge and made a tape recording of some goats and people chanting and left it on in the bedroom. And right as they knocked on the door, I opened it up with, you know, a big old-fashioned razor, you know.
Yeah.
Just evil-looking silver thing holding out of my hand, dripping with blood. I'm in a black robe with a pentagram on. I'm like, can I help you?
See, that's what you do is you open the door, you go, oh, hey, you want to come in and talk to us? I'm sure I can accommodate you in here. Hey, guys.
No. See, you'd be super nice to them. Then they can't do anything. So I was just, you know, yeah, come on in. It's like, you know, I don't really have a lot of time for the Lord, but if you got some time, I got a goat in the back, and you can learn all about Satan. Never showed back ever again. Even after I left the place, they still won't come back from what I understand.
Nice.
So the nice, you know, over there in the old apartment complex I lived in, Kendall, you're welcome. I freed you of Mormons and Jehovah's Witnesses. I was tempted to try the chalk outline in front of the door. Just put some tape
up. Yeah, but
up.
That's not going to work.
You never know.
Yeah, I don't think they think
they
know.
Had a bunch of kids with them. They're not going to come knock on the door that's all taped up with the body line out in front of it.
So, Brian, do you have any?
All right. Last year, we have to preface this with me saying, I am a jerk when you get on my bad side. I am a big old jerk. So last year, my stepbrother decided it would be funny to misplace my 360 that I had allowed him to use for the day.
Oh, bad.
And by that, I mean he hid it under some clothes and told me that somebody had broken in and stole it. So I'm on the verge of calling the cops, and he goes, gotcha, and pulls it out. And I looked at him, I said, okay. He found his car 3 blocks away on blocks.
Oh.
And fires another 6 blocks in the opposite direction.
Oh.
And,
nice.
And I mean, he got angry at me, but I was like, and next time you're not going to say someone stole my 360, are you? He goes, no.
That's right. You don't mess with the game console, damn. That's sacred.
That is impossible territory right there.
Wow.
Yeah, I remember coming home once my roommate had touched my 360 and fumbled around, and I had the red ring of death on it, and I was like, if this thing is broken, I'm going to snap your neck where you stand.
Wow. You know,
turned it off and turned it back on, and thankfully it worked, and I've had no problem with it.
You know, I'm a gamer too, but that's, you know, come on, it's just a game. Come on.
It is not just a game.
Yeah, one that we spent, $300
it's
on?
It's just money.
It's more money than I have at the moment to replace it.
Yeah, seriously. It's just money. I'm broke. This is what I have to make sure I don't go out and spend more money.
I have a very superstitious way of keeping my Xbox and red ringing. At Dragon Con last year, a friend of mine dressed up as a Red Lantern. And at the DC Universe shirt, he tossed me a Red Lantern ring. So my Red Lantern ring is currently propped up on top of my 360.
Nice.
You know, to keep it from red ringing. There's already a red ring on it, so I don't have to worry about it.
There you go. A little voodoo magic protecting this.
Is it crazy?
With the power of the universe at his hand.
Well, you know, I was looking at Blaster, and they actually had some April Fool's Day jokes from, you know, different companies and stuff, and I kind of found them kind of funny.
What you got there?
NASA reports water on Mars. So they have a link, and you click, and it shows a picture of a candy bar, Mars candy bar, with a glass of water on top of it.
Oh, my God.
That was back in 2005. Google announces jobs on the moon. That was in 2007. Pretty funny. Expedia offers flights to Mars. That was in 2009. And it was only $99.
Wow.
To go
99
there.
Bucks. I wonder what you got, if they refunded the money or it was just kind of like, well, when we develop the technology, you're on for free. You've paid in advance.
Yeah, and this one's funny. In 1996, AOL announces life on Jupiter. And I guess in 2007 they were going to do a prank announcing that extinct reptiles had been discovered using AOL, but then they realized the only people currently using AOL or already dinosaurs. Hotels.com offers rooms on the moon for $1,500 to $2,000 a night. And this one I'm sure that Chris will really appreciate is a picture of the new Wonder Woman, Megan Fox.
Oh, God, yes. I remember
and which
that.
Is really funny because they had asked her when she was interviewed, and she said that Wonder Woman was lame. And that so we think that she'd be better off in a role more suited to her talents, a role like Wilson the volleyball.
Yeah, exactly. Seriously. No, I remember that.
To be honest, a lot of things are beyond her comprehension.
Yeah, seriously. Yes. A rope that makes people tell the truth, you don't understand that?
Yeah.
This is why you ruined my Transformers movie, honey, and my Jonah Hex movie. Why is everything you touch must suck and turn to death?
If they had gotten someone else and gotten Adam Baldwin to be Jonah Hex, I'd have been fine with it.
Adam Baldwin would have been a sick Jonah Hex.
Oh, well, you know, he's the voice for the animated Jonah Hex.
Yes, he is.
Every time. Because, yes. Like in the old JLU episode, Once in Future Things or whatever.
Yes.
He was Jonah Hex. He was Jonah Hex in the Marvel Tales or whatever it was.
Yeah, the
Spotlight or whatever.
Yeah.
Or not Marvel, DC Spotlight or something like that.
Yeah, the recent animated short.
Yeah.
Yeah, they also, same situation they have, and I'm kind of surprised they didn't go with him, but Guy Ritchie's going to make a Lobo movie, and they didn't go for Brad Garrett.
What?
Yeah. And I'm like, Brad Garrett is not only perfect voice-wise, because he does it on the Justice League cartoons, he's done it forever, but physically, Brad Garrett is a tall guy. You could totally do what they did for Ron Perlman in Hellboy and just build makeup around him.
Yeah.
And he'd be perfect for it. He's got the frame and everything.
Yep.
So, Guy Ritchie, hopefully you're listening in, because I know we're international superstars here on that sci-fi show.
Right.
And, Brad Garrett. Come on, man. You have to go with the real Lobo. That guy's just the voice of Lobo, plain and simple.
Yep.
Oh, yes. As we go ahead and get ready to take our next break right here on that sci-fi show... Oh, if only, all the good movies that could be made so much better, if only. But we'll find out more about that when we get back with more of that sci-fi show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Be sure to check out our website, holisticlifestylesradio.com, as well as thatscifishow.com, where you can listen in to all our past shows right on our past show website. And also be sure to check out our Facebook page. We have a Facebook like page. So just find us on Facebook, either one of us. And I think we've all pretty much shared the link. And just click on like or look up That Sci-Fi Show Entertainer and like us because we'll like you back. We like everybody. And we'll be right back on That Sci-Fi Show on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today.
877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, prime-time national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit HolisticLifestylesRadio.com.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Becker & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
And we are back with more of That Sci-Fi Show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. I'm your host, Chris West, joined always by Sci-Fi Amy and Ryan Hoffrichter. And we didn't get to talk about this last time, but you guys remember we were talking about Wolverine Origins earlier, and Amy, I don't know if you know this, but when the movie originally came out, before it came out, there was a huge leak on the internet where they had a rough cut come out that everybody was downloading, and you know, I got my copy somehow. I don't know. It just kind of fell into my lap. But basically, you know, the movie company came out and said that they're going to hunt down any and everybody that is, you know, had something to do with this. And apparently they've caught somebody that apparently bought a screener DVD from somebody. And he was the one guy that posted it up on a torrent site. And he's going to jail for 3 years. Yes. How crazy is that for just posting something up on a torrent site?
Wow.
He didn't actually steal the film. And I think it's, is it Warner Brothers or Paramount?
Paramount. I'm sure it's Warner Brothers. No, it's Paramount.
Yeah, it's Paramount. Yeah, Warner Brothers would be in D.C. That's, they got the big tie-up. But, yeah, Paramount is going to sue this guy for a $250,000 fine and up to 3 years in jail for basically just uploading the movie after he bought it.
Well,
whereas the original guy who stole the film from the theater or from the production company has still yet to be caught. So it's kind of harsh just for the one guy that uploaded it up to, you know, Mega Play or what is it? Mega Video. Mega Upload.
Mega Upload.
Yeah. All the Mega Video sites, which are slowly getting taken down now. I don't know. I don't know. Amy, you think that's kind of like a little
ridiculous?
That's
a little excessive, I think. I mean, come on.
$250,000 plus 3 years in jail just for uploading 2 hours worth of material.
Well, I guess they're trying to make a point, you know.
What, the internet's awesome?
trying to prove a point that, you know, it's illegal.
Is it?
apparently. So watch out, Chris.
I hope to God I never get caught. With all the things that I do on the internet, oh, yeah. That would be a bad, bad, bad thing. No, but yeah, you might actually like this. You what, Amy? You big
what?
Fan of Grey's Anatomy at all?
No, not really.
Big fan of Patrick Dempsey?
I like him.
Yeah.
Miss Rosie, Dr. Dreamy.
Yes, McDreamy.
McDreamy. Sorry, I didn't watch the show, but, you know, he's cute. I wouldn't throw him out of bed.
Well, McDreamy might be coming out. He's, in the past, he's come out and said that he wanted to work on the film project, a Doctor Strange live-action film, which there hasn't been one since there was a really bad made-for-TV movie back in the 70s. That if you get a chance to watch it, just do. It's just god-awful. It's Doctor Strange with a fro. I'm not kidding.
Oh, what?
Yeah, he's got a fro. Huh?
Does he at least have the stripes in his hair?
No. He's got like a little salt and pepper thing going on, but it's mostly fro and, you know, also being made in the 70s, he's got the big, thick porn stash. So it's kind of an odd-looking Doctor Strange. I'm not kidding. It's almost as bad as if you've ever also seen the Wonder Woman made-for-TV movie back in the 70s, which was, you know, where she was all-American Wonder Woman.
Oh, God. Linda Carter. She was... the best part about her playing that was when she played in Sky High.
Oh, yeah.
Get around to seeing that, and then at the very end, she goes, I'm not Wonder Woman. And I was like, oh, my God, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome. Yeah, she played the principal in Sky High, and it was just kind of nice when she's leaving the no powers room. She's just like teenagers. They never learn.
I can't handle you all. I'm not Wonder Woman. I was like, yes, that is awesome.
I love when they do stuff like that in shows.
Yes, oh, definitely. You know, Linda Carter, you know, also, if you, the Dukes of Hazzard movie with Willie Nelson as Uncle Jesse.
Yeah.
It's kind of awesome seeing, you know, Uncle Jesse, you know, Willie Nelson hitting on Linda Carter. I was like, way to go, Pop. Because Willie Nelson's just one of those really cool guys. I mean, no matter what, you know, if you don't like his music, I mean, if you ever just sat down and listened to the guy talk and tell jokes, you'd laugh and think the guy's hilarious. So it's just kind of nice to, you know, think, Uncle Jesse, hook up with Wonder Woman. Let's see what happens out of that. Also, yes. So we got McDreamy coming up as, you know, wanting to be Doctor Strange. And you know what? I can see he's got the look for it. And, you know, I could agree that a lot of people said that Dempsey's been typecasted as kind of, you know, the McDreamy, the pretty boy kind of actor that can only do that one part. So I'd like to see him do it. I don't know. Brian, you think he could pull it off?
I think he has, you know, the required, you know, obviously the required medical knowledge and CEO. You know, he was on Grey's Anatomy. I think he has the charisma. I'm not sure about the look. Because Doctor Strange is supposed to be one of those, a mix that he's supposed to be the desirable older guy. I don't know if he can pull that off.
Yeah, I could see that too, that maybe he is a little too young, but it would be a good start in a series, maybe, if it were more like an HBO series. And plus, you know, they could always age him a little bit. Movie magic is, you know, wonderful.
I mean, they could do that. I mean, what are they? They're like the same thing they're doing with Chris Evans for Captain America.
Exactly. I mean, they actually I saw him on set walking around. He's got fake feet. His feet are his actual normal feet are too tiny, so he's got big like cast over, you know, feet that, you know, are just kind of, you know, latex to his leg. So like you said, if you know, we could put feet on there, if we could make Ron Perlman look like Hellboy, I think Patrick Dempsey could, you know, be made, you know, aged a little bit, you know, put the little, you know, the white salt and pepper, you know, kind of shake in his hair.
Maybe.
Yeah, I could definitely see that.
Yeah, you know, it's something. I mean, you know, it could be worse. It could be, you know. I mean, there are a number of really bad choices there for possible Doctor Stranges. But what we're going to go ahead and do is we're going to go ahead and wrap up this hour of That Sci-Fi Show. And when we get back, we're going to have our guest, Dr. Stephen Schlossman,
author of the Zombie Autopsies, in the next hour. So stay tuned. We'll be right back with that sci-fi show.
Florida Bell Labs, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Center, healing mind, body, and spirit.
My name is Charles. Been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another. Care enough to hire Beckert & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience. The CN is a private sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for three generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information about Chinese drywall and what it may mean to you. Integrity, ethics, honesty, knowledge, performance, service, experience, Canatelli Builders. 954-277-2775. Canatelli Builders, the official contractor for the Florida Panthers.
WWNA, Pompano Beach.
This is That Sci-Fi Show with your hosts.
This is going to take a long time, so you may want to get some snacks.
Chris West.
Can't lose races and rip the stuff, Ross. You know, those are decisions that are best left to the suits in Washington.
We've lost power of the forward Game Boy. Mario, not responding.
Sci-Fi baby.
This is the sweetest, most justified kidnapping I've ever seen.
That's right, it's That Sci-Fi Show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Be sure to check out our website, thatscifishow.com, where you can find all our past shows archived right there on the past show section. It's very easy to find.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, thanks to our lovely, lovely sci-fi Amy who puts that on.
You're welcome.
Yes, and also joining us on the phone, we got our new co-host, Brian Hoffrichter. And, Brian, I got somebody very cool joining us right now, author Stephen Schlossman, author of The Zombie Autopsies, a book described as the most realistic account of zombie ever. Dr. Schlossman, thank you for joining us on that sci-fi show.
Thanks for having me.
Did he pronounce your name right?
No, he nailed it.
He did.
I got it right this time. I screwed it up terribly last time he was on, and I promised him by the next time I had him on, I would be able to say it pretty correctly. And it actually took me about 2 or 3 days to figure it out.
He could go with up, and he nailed it.
See, I would take the easy way out and go, Dr. Steven.
That's why I sit in the control booth, because I make the effort to talk. To learn names.
Yes.
No, actually, it's actually terrible because I'm also a horrible speller. So whenever I get somebody, you know, I'm doing another show and I get somebody that calls in and they have a weird name, and then I've got to try to write it down to show the show host, and then they're just staring at me blankly like, what is this? And I got to kind of mouth it out at the same time without going on air, and they're just like, just talk. Just say it over the mic for the love of God. I'm not figuring this out. Charades is not working. We get weird people calling in the station sometimes.
Yeah, there are a lot of weirdos out there.
Yes, yes, lots of weirdos, especially right here on that sci-fi show. Well, we're talking zombies. We're talking the last apocalypse, the first sign of the apocalypse, I should say, the dead rising from the earth and consuming our flesh. And our good esteemed guest here has written a book about it, and it's just a complete new take on it. Real in-depth on not just, you know, the ins and the outs, the who's and the what's and the how it breaks down, but also looking at it, you know, you get the aspect that's very, you know, rarely touched upon is, you know, the mental aspects of doing this and surviving this. And, you know, it takes place on a secret island where doctors are trying to find, you know, the cause and cure for the disease. And, Doctor, just go ahead and take it away and, you know, tell us what all can be expected in this great novel.
Sure. It's kind of funny because, you know, for a living, I take care of the kids. The kind of doctor. This is a gory story, but what I wanted to do was sort of tell a story that put into, as close as possible, create a realistic view that's medically valid, that holds water medically, about how a zombie apocalypse could take place, how we'd go about trying to fix it if it did take place, what are the bugs that would cause it, what would folks look like pathophysiologically as they were contracting this disease, and then what would we do to make it better, and then also kind of hide in there who are the nasty people who created this bug in the first place. I don't think it would have evolved, so maybe this word contagion. So the book's kind of, it's a journal. It's sort of a lost journal that's been discovered by the last scientist who was sent to this island, and the scientist was then later said he was basically a paper pusher at the CDC, and that he's the only one left, and anyone who goes to this island knows they never get to come home. They eventually succumb to the plague and then become subjects of the experiment for the next group of scientists to come in, but there's no more science left for him. So it's a nice, happy story.
Yeah, happy.
It's all about rainbows and sunshine.
That's
here.
Right.
Exactly. It's, I mean, you know, it was fun, oddly fun to write. And it one of the reviewers in his book list said that it was, you know, there was black humor throughout. And I was thinking, I don't know that I was trying to be that, you know, funny necessarily. But there's a lot of sort of tongue in cheek sarcasm. Like, you know, the world has ended. 2/3 of humanity is gone, dead, and people are still trying to get articles published in the New England Journal of Medicine. That was part of what I thought was sort of funny about it. That what would we do, like, what would it take if there were a humanity-altering event for us to not care so much about our academic promotion? Yeah. So that was part of, maybe that's what they saw as the dark humor. I'm not sure.
Well, you know, if there were, you know, I could definitely say if there were a zombie or apocalypse or any type of world-ending event that I were to survive, I know I would, you know, be just a wise ass all around. I mean, I think it would be just, you kind of have to, in a way, as just another coping mechanism for dealing with the tragedy of everything that's going on. You know, especially, you know, with zombies giving you the more horrific, you know, thing is not only do you have to watch your loved ones die, you have to watch them come back and then kill them.
Right, right, and they sure as hell still look like your loved ones.
Yeah, it's not like they instantly turn into, like, you know, demonoid-looking creatures. No, they're still the person that died right in front of you.
And it's going to make it even worse. They are the person that died right in front of you, and when they wake up, they're coming after you, but it's not even about you. So, I mean, it'd be one thing if they came back and there was some sort of hidden agenda, you know, all those times you were mean to me, now I'm going to come back and, like, you know, the doppelganger evil kind, like, what's-her-name, Buffy's best friend became one of the Buffy-ups.
Oh, yes.
It's not that. They're nothing. They don't care.
No, it's all, one of the main theories, I should say, behind zombies is that it's all just base instincts, the instinct to feed.
Yeah.
To feed, survive, kill, and move forward.
Well, they're just walking viruses.
Exactly.
You know, we're just scaffolding for them. I mean, I think that's what's so horrifying. We do that all the time, by the way, with any pandemic. We sort of personify the bug so we can kind of declare war on it. And even if you look at medical articles, especially if you look at the press, they talk about SARS. They personified it as if it were this, like, you know, sentient being. It's not. It's the virus.
Yeah. You're very true. A lot in the news, they do that, especially with stuff like that. I guess you have to kind of make it the villain.
Yep.
Because then it gives you the will to fight it. You know, okay, I'm not going to let this guy win.
That figured sort of prominently, I hope, at least that's what I was trying to get at in the book. I mean, it's basically just these three characters who are stuck on this island. The neurodevelopmental biologist, there's a medical illustrator, an anatomist, and then there's this very beautiful, now sadly deteriorating Andalusian molecular biologist named Blanca Gutierrez, and she's, you know, totally wonderful, but also dying of the zombie plague, and they're all stuck with each other, and because they can't villainize the bug, they kind of start to villainize one another. Which is what happens in a lot of movies. And they're trying. They're trying as hard as they can to sort of keep their sanity. But the other thing that's happened is they're slowly losing their minds. Literally, their minds are getting eaten by this bug. So they're kind of racing against that time. They're watching their own bodies deteriorate, and they never know when they're done.
And that's something that, you know, would definitely, I mean, get to anybody. To kind of, like, really sit back and think about that. I mean, in most, you know, zombie movies, Night of the Living Dead, in all the remakes and sequels that have been created since then, it's always usually, it's the group of survivors that, you know, maybe one or two get killed along the way, but at the end they always end up at the outside town or, you know, right outside the blast range and everything's okay.
Yep.
And they never have to really think about tomorrow is not going to come.
Right.
Or,
right.
You know, there's a good possibility, even though that I haven't been bitten, that the virus won't mutate into, say, something worse and horrifying, like as an airborne contagion, and then just at any random point in time, any one of us can go.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. I was thinking about that. Somebody asked me to write a piece on the Walking Dead in preparation for the next bit of it when it comes out. You can, you know, in every zombie movie, you know, it's that moment where you get bit, assuming it's not airborne. I made my bug in the book airborne because I wanted to just kind of mimic all the pandemic fears that we have, the SARS and the swine flu and all that stuff. But in every movie, they get bit, and then they say, you know, don't let this happen to me, man. You know, the minute I change, I want you to kill me. And I think, well, why don't they want to just be killed then? Like, why hang on for those extra, you know, 20 minutes to 3 days or whatever it is. And I think it's really almost kind of celebrating humanity. It's like 3 days of being human is worth it. You know, if it weren't worth it, because they don't have a chance.
Yeah.
Or maybe they're hoping there'll be a cure. Or maybe they're hoping there'll be the one person who's resistant on the whole planet who hasn't been yet. But it's always so interesting that they don't say, do it now. They always say, when I start to change. I know it builds suspense, too.
Yes. It's always, you're absolutely right. It is always, when I turn, kill
right.
me. But
right.
up until that point, I'm still human, and I deserve, you know, I want my human rights.
Right, right. And I want it almost at the, you know, at the expense of putting you at some risk. Because if you don't get me at the time I turn, then you're going to turn. So it's this really fascinating moment. And I think it's they both want their human rights, but they also, it's kind of like respect for it. It's a weirdly celebrating moment of what it means to be human, to be wonderfully individual, which is what humans are.
Yeah, it is. It really is. Just a human moment where, you know, it's always the person that's, you know, okay. You know, it's a very solemn promise that to make sure, you know, I will take care of you so you don't hurt anybody else, but
right.
I will
right.
be up, I will stay with you also up until the end.
Right.
So that you're not alone either.
Right.
Well, see, here's where I've never agreed with that. If I was bit, I'd be going out there and killing every zombie I could and then, you know, finish myself off right before I turned. Because I'm not going to want to put anyone else in danger that's in there. Like, I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to sit there and attempt to be bit, but I'm not going to get anyone else bit because I want to stay human a little while longer. But at the same time, I wouldn't want anyone to feel that, you know, that remorse of having to kill me when I was still human. So they're like, all right, you know what, guys? You guys go. I'm going to take care of these guys for a little while.
And you see that trope. Like, you see that in a lot of the movies. And in fact, I've had people at some of the horror conventions I've spoken at sort of. Some people will say that kind of heroic approach, which is totally laudable and noble. In the book I wrote, they know they're going to change. I mean, it's a done deal. Nobody has ever survived this bug. There's four stages of the disease, and when you get to stage four, you're gone. In fact, you're even declared dead, even though you're not technically dead. Your arm's still beating, but everyone decides that you're dead. So they know in volunteering to go work on this project that they're going to accelerate the progression of the disease. So they're sort of doing that almost. It's this kind of heroic thing where they say, I'm going to go to this island, and I'm going to work on this cure, and maybe I'll be the one who finds it. But if not, I'm going to turn, basically, and then they'll put me in the holding facility, and the next group of scientists will come in, and they'll work on me. It's a really awful kind of Groundhog Day phenomena. They know they won't remember anything when they turn, but still, it is, you know, something that they sign up for.
And it's true, and you know something you just pointed out there, the moment of when to declare somebody dead.
Right.
When do they get to that point? Also the stress of that, just the how it's going to come down to everybody making that unilateral decision that, okay, this right here, this is the point. And how do you find that point? How did you, in the book, how did you decide what was the final stage before you could technically be dead and alive?
You know, that was actually really, that played a big role in the writing it. In what I do, you know, in the hospital, I work, most of the patients I see, thank goodness, don't pass away, but part of my job is to work with the transplant service. And so there are kids who are very, very, very ill. And you get these very complicated, kind of existentially driven debates about where you draw the line, about when it's okay to remove life support or not. Really hard, I mean, heart-wrenching decisions, and I don't mean to make light of them at all by writing a zombie novel, but that is the question in zombie movies, like how do you draw that? So what I did in the book is the same thing we do in medicine. You come up with criteria that have to be met in order for you to declare somebody as good as dead, basically, or at least in my book, there was a bunch of religious leaders who come together and decide that in stage four, this disorder disease, you're either dead or if you can't tolerate calling something with a beating heart still dead for ecumenical or philosophical reasons, you call them NLH, or no longer human. And in both cases, it's said to be appropriate to go ahead and do funeral rites and things like that, to do whatever you would do to mourn the loss of the dead, which gives you sort of permission to say that what you're looking at now is no longer the person that you thought it was. It's not even a person.
Yeah, it's a nice little coping mechanism to try to get them over it as well and then prepare them for the next step, which would be to destroy the body in some sort of fashion before it came back, you know, of course, with zombies. Remove the head, destroy the spine, you know, the...
Break them, yeah.
Just anything along those lines, and it'll pretty much... But it's just always going to be there in the back of your mind that was... You know, so and so.
Right. That's the thing. It's like a trick. I mean, you know. In the book, the UN, all this happens before the book starts. The UN has this big convention because they realize this thing's out of control faster than we need to know. We can't really declare war on zombies because you declare war on something that's sort of actively fighting you back. They're not. You know, actively. They haven't declared war on you. They haven't really even attacked you in the way that a human would attack. There's no agency to it. So you can't really say it's self-defense to kill them, because self-defense is you're defending yourself against something that, you know, actively wants to kill you. So they have to pass these laws to make it okay to go ahead and kill these things, in the same way that it's okay for us to take antibiotics and kill whatever germ we happen to have. So they pass these laws, but at the end of the day, that's what gets to these characters. He ends up having to do, you know, not getting too much away, having to open up, literally, the body, the living body of one of his past colleagues, because that past colleague is hit stage four. So they're gone, but it's still his past colleague. Face is the same. They don't even know who it is. When they look at the doctor, he didn't know. I mean, the person being opened up doesn't know.
Yeah.
It's crazy making.
It is. It's just that that's the one thing that, you know, that kind of separates zombies from other other horror, you know, icons like vampires, werewolves, because those are all conscious beings that make their choice, whereas the zombie is, like we said earlier, just driven on pure instinct. Dr. Schlossman, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and stay on the line with us as we're going to take a quick break right here on That Sci-Fi Show, and when we get back, we'll have more with the author of The Zombie Autopsies. All the strange, weird craziness, religious implications, how to deal with it, what's going on, and where you can find your copy of The Zombie Autopsies. When we get back with That Sci-Fi Show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, be sure to check out our websites, thatscifishow.com, as well as holisticlifestylesradio.com. And be sure to check us out tomorrow night from 7 to midnight with Rockers in Recovery. That's right, 5 hours now on Sundays, 7 to midnight, right here on 1470 AM, WWNN Radio, Rockers in Recovery, 7 to midnight, Sundays.
Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM 1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, prime-time national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit holisticlifestylesradio.com.
My name is Charles Becker. If you or a loved one has been injured in an accident due to the negligence of another, care enough to hire Becker & Associates to protect your rights. We are an AV-rated law firm and have 45 years of combined experience. We are all former prosecutors and have all worked for the insurance companies, so we know what they're up to. They have their attorneys, and so should you. When involved in an accident, remember, you may be entitled to $10,000 in medical or lost wages under your PIP policy. In addition, you may receive payments for your pain, suffering, or for the suffering of a loved one. Contact us at 954-941-8363 or visit us on the web at southfloridaattorney.com.
The hiring of an attorney is an important decision that should not be based solely upon advertising. Ask for free written information about the firm's qualifications and experience.
And we are back with more of That Sci-Fi Show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Be sure to check out our website, thatscifishow.com, where you can hear all our archive shows from the past year, as well as Island. But he's never going to leave, and he's got to find the cure. Will he find the cure? I mean, you're just going to have to get the book and find out. Now, Doc, something interesting you mentioned about the book that I really like. You said instead of going with the whole, you know, you have to be bit in order to become infected, you went with the, you know, a more natural kind of final evolution of a virus where it would become airborne.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so I, for a bunch of reasons. One is it was hard for me to get my mind around, people argue with this, but with a truly apocalyptic, you know, Armageddon-type scenario with zombies that bite you. It just feels like the zombies that bite you, you could put a fence around them. Stupid zombies that bite you, like the really primal ones, not the 28 days later that may or may not be zombies. It feels like you put a fence around them, do what you need to do, and sort of overcome it. You know, sort of like in World War Z, where it ends with, it's not the nicest of endings, happens of endings, but at least I've got it under control. If this thing were airborne, and if it had, you know, no resistance, so everyone was susceptible to it, and if it were a recombinant organism, so it not only spread like influenza, so through respiratory droplets, but that it had within it other elements, prions, other bugs, that was made, it would spread fast. I mean, it would be kind of scary to think about. It wouldn't burn itself out the way like Ebola bugs or something. It would shoot around the globe, same way we saw other bugs do, like swine flu.
Exactly. I mean, you know, it puts, like you said, you know, that timer. You know, they're, you know, whereas with a just kind of a biting or a scratch, you know, a blood to blood transfer or something like of that nature, DNA transfer, infection, you could just, you know, and many stories and stuff have done this where they've set up towns with giant walls that surround them and just kind of fend for themselves and live with inside the walls and just go through there. But with the airborne virus, there is no hope. Everyone is going to be infected worldwide.
Right. I mean, I think I remember, like, during the, you know, during the SARS epidemic, that's what I keep referring to, because that was, to me, a little bit more frightening than the swine flu stuff. You know, swine flu was very, very scary, because what it meant is that every time you had a cold, every time your nose was running, you know, it could be a coronavirus, which is what SARS was, but it could be vegan, like the big one, the one that you would never, ever get rid of, that would take you out. And so the idea that every time your nose runs or that you sneeze, that could be the sign of the final infection. And that's what basically humanity slowly starts to realize in this book. Colds are what we get. We get colds all the time.
Yeah, it's a kind of a Russian roulette type feeling.
Right.
You don't know if the bullet's in the chamber or not. You just
right,
know you
right.
heard the click.
Right, exactly. And you know, and the other thing is the one of the putative agents, this isn't giving anything away, and other people have done this too, there are prions, are these proteinaceous and infectious agents that, you know, change your brain into mush quickly. It turns out that they twist and become more infective in more acidic environments. So the way they treat themselves is to create an artificial alkalotic environment. They raise the body's pH. That feels pretty awful too. So everybody gets kind of these meters that measure their internal pH and are constantly trying to keep their pH up, and then they actually seem sort of zombie-like. They get seizures and they have a hard time thinking clearly and they get muscle jerking actions. So then you have this whole thing, it's like, is that person shifting from stage 1 to 2 or 2 to 3, or is his pH gotten too high? But if I lower the pH, then I allow the prions to advance a little bit further. So they're always in this kind of back and forth play for checking their pH meters, these implanted meters that they carry around in their bodies, trying to stay one step ahead, but knowing that their time is limited.
Yes. Now, you know, the other big thing that, you know, that kind of defines a good zombie series is how it starts. Where does the infection come from? Can you tell us in your novel, you know, how did you decide to, you know, how did this all come about? How, what was the happenstance of, you know, that, you know, just came about in creating this perfect virus?
Right. So what if this were going to happen, I thought it would have to be created. This is not something that would be likely to evolve, so it's likely to even be creatable, but in the story, and make it creative. And then I wanted to make it just purely about the basis of things. Folks want to make money. So I thought if you're an evil hedge fund investor, and you get hints at this at the end, they find some lost emails that have been encrypted on some boat that shipwrecked someplace. If evil hedge fund investors decide they're going to pay somebody to create this virus that deliberately mimics zombie viruses. This is a world where everybody's seen all the zombie movies. They all know about them. So they're going to create them in order to create an even greater level of panic. The market plunges, and then you can bet against the market. So then the hedge fund investors bet against the market and at the same time invest in the infrastructure because they're confident that they have the vaccine ready. But of course, it gets out of control, like Frankenstein monsters always do. It takes over.
Like in a good sci-fi story, it just evolves a little, you know, a little faster than they thought, and becomes, you know, goes from being, you know, a small cut to we're going to have to amputate the arm.
Exactly, and they sort of know it. You get that sense in the at the end of the book when they find the lost videos. The top level of this big financial organization. They kind of know that this might not go well, but they stand to make so much money, they just can't look away from it.
Yes, of course. And, you know, sadly enough, you know, if there are probably people out there in Wall Street right now that would actually attempt that if they could. And knowing that, let me ask you this, in your professional opinion as a doctor, what is the actual likeliness that we could see a outbreak?
A zombie type outbreak?
A zombie attack, just something... something that would be like this, a virus, you know, maybe, the weird happenstance with, you know, Night of the Living Dead was it was just the wrong chemical got mixed into a sewer line. And
yeah.
Just, you know, in your professional opinion, though, could a virus evolve and do mimic these effects?
It's a great question. I think, I don't think we would get a home run with the sort of zombie one-to-one thing. And I'm not an ID doc, so I'm shooting a little bit of a tip here. But I do think that if you think about a virus's job, it's to be able to recreate its own nucleic acid, its own DNA, RNA, depending on what kind of virus it is, as efficiently as possible. So it would be incredibly efficient to create something that infects you but keeps you on your feet so that you can walk around and then infect someone else and keep you on your feet. The part that works against it is you don't want the host to die forever. So you'd like to keep the host alive long enough. You don't, if you're a virus, you don't really care once the host is dead as long as you've been able to pass on to another host. But if the virus is a humanity-ending event and there's no more host, then it's a lousy virus. So it would have to be something that keeps the host alive long enough to transmit and then can find other hosts. And we do have bugs out there like that sort of disappear into the, go into the human population, disappear out of the human population, go back in, and understand exactly why and how they do that. Whether it would create something that would wander around trying to eat others, that's a different kind of question. But from an evolutionary perspective, that's not a bad means of propagating yourself if you're a virus. That's the best I could do with that one.
Oh, that is an awesome answer, and I'm just going to go ahead and thank you now. Dr. Steven Schlossman, author of The Zombie Autopsies. You can find your copy on Amazon.com. Thank you for coming on the show. It is always great having you and getting your inside perspective here. You always have a great inside track when it comes to zombies. So thank you for coming on the show this week.
Oh, thanks so much. It was my pleasure. Have fun, guys.
No problem. All right, when we get back from this break, we will have more of Sci-Fi News and Comment right here on That Sci-Fi Show, brought to you by the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Be sure to check out our websites, thatscifishow.com, as well as holisticlifestylesradio.com. We'll be back right after a word from our sponsors.
Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away.
Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit.
All for the Belmonts, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Belmonts has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making All Florida Belmonts very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Belmonts. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589.
Are you ready to explode your business? Then you are ready to take advantage of the massive marketing power of the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Advertise your business, product, or service with one of the most powerful multimedia platforms on the planet. With more than 300,000 online listeners, 30 social media outlets, and a booming 15 hours of live programming on South Florida's 50,000-watt mega giant, AM1470 WNN, your business will be exposed to hundreds of thousands of active, progressive consumers hungry for your products and services. You'll be featured on blogs, live streams, social media, at live events, and on hundreds of archived podcasts, including Rockers in Recovery, the East Coast Music Scene, Defending Your Money, and dozens more. Plus, primetime national exposure during major festivals from Las Vegas to Boston and the Florida Keys. Get ready to take your business to the next level and jumpstart your branding strategy. Advertise your events, products, and services on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Call now for special discounted packages, 877-799-8773. That's 877-799-8773. Or visit holisticlifestylesradio.com.
And we are back with more of That Sci-Fi Show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network, brought to you by every week by the nice people over at Holistic Lifestyles Radio. Be sure to check them out at their website, holisticlifestylesradio.com, and also tune in every Sunday, 7 to midnight. That's right, 7 to midnight. We are on now for 5 hours now. It's every Sunday night with Rockers in Recovery. We're always having a wild, kind of crazy night, It's a good show to tune into. It's always fun to be on Rockers in Recovery every Sunday night. So now that we're back, guys, we had a great interview with Stephen Schlossman. And if you guys didn't get to hear it, or if you're just tuning in right now, go ahead and head over to our website, That Sci-Fi Show, because Amy, she's already got the past show set up.
Yes, I do.
So you can just go click on it, and you can listen to the beginning, and you can get the interview, and you can act like you know what you're talking about when all your friends are talking about it at the comic shop. Because you know that's what they're doing.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not crazy.
Yes, you are.
Yeah, probably.
But that's besides the point. Hey, I was just reading about Arnold.
Oh, yeah, what do you got about Arnold?
It says here, he's not
up?
Governor anymore.
No, he's not. He's no longer the governator.
And everybody's wondering, is he going to go back into pop culture here? So apparently he's getting together with Stan Lee, and they're going to do a comic book called The Governator.
That's right.
What?
And they're going to, yes.
Why the Governator? Should be the Governator of California.
Not a comic. What's that?
He is the Governator of California.
So it's also going to be an animated series.
It doesn't matter if he's no longer the governor. It doesn't matter if he retires from politics altogether. He is the gubernator of California forever.
The one thing you ought to give Arnold credit for is that if you saw Terminator 3, yeah, even after, you know, retiring from acting, supposedly, and just living the easy life of, you know, the governor and, you know, sitting behind a desk and signing papers instead of working out and making movies,
yeah,
he buffed up for that film and, you know, really pulled it off nicely. I got to give him credit for that because he really worked out. And actually, the guy that played in the Christian Bale Terminator movie, that I forget which one, the guy that played the, you know, the half robot, half man.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Trained with Arnold for months.
Really?
Before, you know, learning everything he could about being a Terminator.
Nice.
So that he could pull off that role nicely. So it's good to see that he's still, you know, coming out, but this is kind of lame for you, Arnold. I think you could do way better, buddy.
Well, it sounds kind of interesting. They're using all aspects of his life, you know, his wife, his kids. He's going to have an Arnold cave. Like a Batman.
Yeah,
you know, he's going to be a superhero.
His blatant disrespect for women and drug use. And this is a guy that, mind you, back in the, you know, late 70s, early 80s, literally would drive around Hollywood and would literally just stick his arm out the window, flex. Put his arm back in the window, open the door, and all the girls in the corner piled into the car. True story.
Yeah.
True facts.
Yes. So, I don't know.
I'm really hoping
Stanley
we'll go back
also
into movies.
Teaming up with Disney, is there a possibility that this could be a Disney-related project?
Doesn't say anything about Disney.
We'll have to wait and see. Because if it's going to be an animated series, I mean, I don't think...
Yeah.
I mean,
oh, but
maybe,
you know what I really think is funny? It says here that his nemesis is an evil organization called Gangsters, Imposters, Racketeers, Liars, and Irredeemable Ex-Cons, or, yes, Girly Men.
Girly Men.
That's the actor.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Girly
Men.
I think it's hilarious.
That got me right there.
Yeah, so that's kind of got me there, but I'm going to call it now. I'm going, this is going to either be a Disney show or a Nicktoons. Though Nicktoons, I got to give them credit when they did Wolverine and the X-Men, which I was actually sad didn't go into its second season. That was such a really great season.
Yeah, they were playing Deadpool and Gambit was going to play a bigger role. Colossus was going to be in there.
Well, they were going to do the whole Age of Apocalypse storyline, which is just what I've been waiting since the original X-Men cartoons back in the 80s.
Right. But you know why it stopped, right? Because they decided to go with the Avengers cartoon.
That's right. The Avengers Earth's Mightiest Heroes. I have yet to get into that. I've got everybody telling me that it's not bad, but it's kind of there are a lot of really bad campy moments.
Yeah, there are. The problem is it stopped for a little while. Apparently, it starts back up this weekend, so
okay,
I'm ready. But
I gotta go check that out.
But like the last episode, it showed was they were fighting Kang, the Conqueror.
Oh, nice!
And they had to program Ultron to be a weapon.
Oh, great. They'll go into the whole Ultron storyline.
Exactly. It opens up the Ultron storyline, and I'm like, oh, that's what you get.
That's what you get. Yep. That's what you get for Ultron. I always liked Ultron as one of the better Marvel, just kind of, you know, villains as compared to, you know, I guess, Brainiac over on DC.
Yeah.
I mean, Ultron, you know, I mean, it was Brainiac at least was smart enough to go out into the universe. Ultron pretty much just stuck around Earth all the time.
Yeah, right?
I mean,
see,
do you think, you know, hey, let's go learn all this alien technology and make us too badass to be beaten and then come back.
Yeah. With Brainiac, I can never get past the old Cartoon Network commercial. All I want is some pants. A decent pair of pants. Donovan Grundy want pants too. Whenever someone talks about Brainiac, that's all that pops into my head is that old commercial.
Oh man, yes, I remember those. Those were great. There's actually it wasn't Cartoon Network that did it, but there's another. I think they're up on YouTube, and if you guys are looking for something funny, where they took a bunch of like Batman, Scooby-Doo Adventures, just all sorts of different little cartoons. And just randomly added beeps to them, like the characters are, you know, cursing wildly. And the one with Robin is just made oh so better because he always starts off every sentence with holy.
Holy beep, Batman.
Exactly. It just reads right into it, and then it just, you know, every other word is beeped out, so, you know, the mind implants a nice dirty word there.
So have you seen the Batman Brave and the Bold episode where Scooby-Doo, they alluded to the old Scooby-Doo movies?
No. I liked Diedrich as the voice of Batman, but I couldn't really get into that one. That was also just too, like, childish.
The way he looks, I can't
yeah.
get behind the animated series looking like Adam West Batman.
Yeah.
It doesn't work for me.
No, I mean, Adam West Batman needed to stay Adam West Batman, and if we go animated, you either need to go either darker toward a Frank Miller-type animation at this point, or something similar to what they did with Batman the Animated Series, where it was still shadowy, very dark, you know,
well,
it had a great feel to it.
You could go with the Young Justice Batman, because he looks awesome.
Oh, the Young Justice, yes, another great series out right now, and I think, I didn't see, was there an episode last week?
No, it starts back up this coming week, and it did get picked up for a second season.
That's right, it did get picked up for a second season, so more Young Justice. I really like that series. I like how Robin is not in control.
Yeah, me too. I am a Superboy freak. Superboy is actually the costume I wear most often because, hey, it's easy. It's a pair of blue jeans and a black T-shirt.
Awesome.
Which, to be honest, is what I'm wearing right now. But, yeah.
Pretty much what I wear every time, every day.
Yeah, pretty much. But the best part is that it so far they've brought in so many different characters from the DC universe. And I'm liking the progression of Speedy/Red Arrow/eventually Arsenal.
Oh, yeah.
So, because, I mean, he's already met Roquette, which means that eventually he'll have everything he needs to become Arsenal, so.
Yes, he will. Yeah, it's a great series, and I like how they're doing the Cadmus team up with the Boom Tombs, which was in the last episode, so we know Darkseid's involved now.
Super Cycle, by the way.
Yes, it was. The Super Cycle is now part of the series, which is really cool as the psychic orb.
I was very happy about that.
Yes. I was kind of waiting for more of it to be revealed, but it's kind of nice because I'm hoping that'll be the next episode. It'll be all Super Cycle.
That'd be funny.
Yes, it would be. I mean, Young Justice is one of the great new series that's coming out. Like I said, Wolverine the X-Men would have been a great series to continue with because it had the Age of the Apocalypse storyline, which is one of the, you know, classic X-Men storylines. And, I mean, I'd much rather see that than X-Men First Class.
Yeah. Well, the X-Men anime just started from the Marvel anime project. It started out with Iron Man, then it went straight into Wolverine.
Yes.
And Wolverine ended last week, and it just started yesterday with the X-Men anime.
Yeah, I actually got to watch it. I got some of the Wolverine ones there. I don't like his hair, but other than that, it's a pretty cool series. And
yeah,
they had an episode
for my liking.
Yeah, exactly.
Wolverine
he's too
is
tall.
To be short.
Yeah, but then again, he's in Japan, so it's kind of like he would be taller than them to begin with, a little bit. But yeah, the wild mullet hairstyle doesn't go for me at all.
No,
yeah.
You don't like the mullet.
No, it's kind of terrible. It's like
Richard Dean Anderson. He looks good in a mullet.
Of, you know, 1980s and you know,
yeah,
Neo Tokyo.
He's definitely rocking the Wolverine MacGyver look.
Yeah.
And, it doesn't quite work.
No, it doesn't. But it was cool to see Cyclops made an appearance on the series at one point, so they're hinting at that X-Men was going to be the next one. So I haven't seen it yet, but I will definitely check that one out.
If you watched the Iron Man anime, Logan made an appearance in that. See, what it is the stars from the next series show up for at least an episode of the series prior. So sometime during X-Men, Blade is going to show up.
Oh, very cool. So Blade is said to be the next Marvel anime. That'll be really cool. I hope they do that really well. Blade has been one of the characters that, I mean, unfortunately, if you go back to the Spider-Man animated series, Blade didn't come out all that good.
Yeah, they kind of punked Blade over in that.
Yeah, I mean, he looked real street punk in that, and it just didn't look right. Wesley Snipes, of course, doing a phenomenal job as Blade,
yep.
as a live action, but animation-wise, it just never really carried over from the comic book.
No.
Just his look. So, you know, I'll be interested to see how he comes out in the anime. What we're going to go do right now is we're going to go ahead and take another break, and when we get back from the break, we're going to go ahead and wrap up this episode of That Sci-Fi Show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Be sure to check out our websites, thatscifishow.com, as well as holisticlifestylesradio.com. And when we get back, we'll have more in sci-fi news and comments. So stay tuned, listen to our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
The Seaside Inn is a private, sober hotel offering a serene beach haven where men and women in recovery can relax and enjoy life. We provide an upscale attitude in a humble, quiet setting just 50 yards from the beautiful Atlantic Ocean in Pompano Beach. Come and enjoy health events and wellness activities as you celebrate God's greatest gift, you. For information, call 954-249-5589. 954-249-5589. The Seaside Inn, located at 308 South Ocean Boulevard in Pompano Beach. 954-249-5589. Let me tell you about the Sound Pillow. Sound Pillow helps many people in early addiction recovery who suffer from stress, anxiety, fear, and long sleepless nights to get a comfortable night's sleep by providing a calming and soothing feeling for the mind's everyday distractions. Sound Pillow allows the mind to shut down, the body to relax, and the spirit to heal. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's soundpillow.com. And while you're there, check out the many endorsements from people and addiction treatment centers using the Sound Pillow. Don't lose another night's sleep. Call toll-free today, 877-846-6488. That's 877-846-6488. And let the healing begin. Go online to soundpillow.com. That's www.soundpillow.com. Do you or someone you know have an addiction problem? Healing and a new way of life is only a phone call away. Palm Partners Recovery Centers specialize in chemical dependency, offering a comprehensive program of detox, treatment, and aftercare. Palm Partners combines traditional 12-step recovery with holistic and therapeutic treatment, guiding the patient to long-term recovery. Take control of your life. Reach for the highest quality care at an affordable cost. For a free consultation, call Palm Partners today. Toll free, 877-284-3052. That's 877-284-3052. Palm Partners Recovery Centers, healing mind, body, and spirit.
All Florida Bail Bonds, over 13 years of in-the-business experience, plus hundreds of hours of court time, possesses the knowledge and experience to help you through all situations. All Florida Bail Bonds has prior law enforcement, military, and professionals with business experience, making all Florida Bail Bonds very well respected in the community. When you need a bail bondsman, make sure to choose one with a great reputation that's competent and a knowledgeable staff and the drive to appreciate your business. All Florida Bail Bonds. Call today at 954-565-2424 or at 866-ALL-BAIL. That's 866-ALL-BAIL.
That's right. We are back with more of That Sci-Fi Show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. And, of course, yes, Andy, I'm playing the Wonder Woman theme.
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking that's the costume you want me to dress up in, isn't it?
That would be an awesome costume for you to dress up in.
How did I know?
I mean, you know, Brian, what guy wouldn't want to see somebody dressed up in a Wonder Woman costume?
I'm not sure. I know I would.
Yeah, same thing.
I'd totally be down for it.
Speaking of Wonder Woman, we got some new news on the Justice League movie. It kind of got torpedoed there because of the writer's strike. But apparently Zack Snyder's new Superman is going to have nothing to do with it. So also with, you know, the Christian Bale Batman series where there's a world of no superpowers, they're not going to, you know, be bringing them in. But it's going to be kind of interesting, to, you know, the Justice League, if they really did it right and they brought in all the right characters, I think that could outdo anything Marvel's got out or has put out.
Currently, yeah. Now,
I don't know how it would do against a full Avengers roster, but it would definitely.
The one thing I'm waiting to hear for Avengers before I, you know, I'll say anything against that would be that Wolverine's going to be in it.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised.
I don't know. I think they haven't approached Hugh Jackman, or he hasn't come out and said it. I mean, you know, we got the new Spider-Man, which is slated for another, I think, what, 4 movies now?
Yeah, but if you recall, Spider-Man didn't join the Avengers until really, really late in the run. Like,
yeah.
I think it was maybe 10 years ago was his first official outing with the Avengers. Now, he may do a cameo. I mean, he teamed up with the Avengers a couple times.
Yeah.
But he wasn't an official part.
No, he was.
Fairly recently.
Yeah, he enjoyed it until, like you said, about 10 years ago. But still, I mean, as one of the, more known at this point, Marvel characters. With his popularity. I mean, we had the 3 Topher Grace movie, or not Topher Grace, Tobey Maguire.
Yeah,
as Spider-Man, which weren't bad, except my big beef with those were, why do we have to kill off the villain in every episode?
Yeah,
it's like you know they're coming back, right?
Well, see, here's what I would have loved to have seen them do with Captain America: have Logan show up.
There's rumor that he might be there might be a cameo.
Really?
There has been talk that
he's part of the Howling Commandos and the Screaming Commandos, whatever they.
Yeah, the Nick Fury's Howling Commandos. See, well, that's the thing, is that there is going to be a scene where Nick Fury and the Howling Commandos team up with Cap, and there's a good part where good chance where you could see Logan in the back of a truck, and who's that? No, that's Logan. Don't mess with him.
That'd be great.
See something like that, or just remembered scene of the two back in World War II is when they freed Eric Lyncher.
Oh my god!
There's also talk that might be part of where that whole scene is going too, because that was another big rumor about the movie, was that you're going to see the scene where Cap frees Magneto.
What was that? Evolution was the first time that was animated?
Yes, X-Men Evolution was the first animation of that way. It was just a great scene to see Wolverine before he got the adamantium, but still super, super, just Wolverine taking out, a Nazi camp with, Captain America.
Yeah, that'd be, oh my God. I'd be like, nope, done, best movie ever.
Yeah, see, I was also, because I was kind of hoping that maybe when they were doing Wolverine Origins, they might, have shown, Cap back in, when he was training in the Army.
Yeah.
Because Steve Rogers did train Wolverine at one point or another.
Yeah.
So.
Unfortunate, but.
You actually, for the first time, you earlier today when you said that it was kind of, if you look at the movie as a as its own alternate universe kind of take on the origin stories, that kind of made it better.
Yeah.
I can watch it again.
Yeah. What is there any other comic book stuff coming out for movies?
We got Thor coming out very soon. But something that's looking kind of cool, and, there is a little teaser trailer out online right now, is the new Conan movie.
Yes.
And actually, because of just that trailer, and I think it's just like because literally of the last, phrase he says, it's like, I love, I am, I kill, or something like that, Jason Momoa, who's going to be Conan in the new series, is already telling everybody that, yeah, we've been signed for a second movie before this one's already come out.
Nice. Well, see, the only problem I have is that the wizard isn't voiced by Aku. It's not the guy who voiced Aku because, he passed on.
Yes,
which,
he did.
Which saddened me because now that means they're never going to be able to finish Samurai Jack.
No.
My all-time favorite cartoon.
Well, that was a good cartoon.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I also liked him
good.
As Iro on the Avatar The Last Airbender.
Yeah, but they did an okay job with recasting his voice actor.
No, it wasn't the same. I mean, doing that Tales from Ba Sing Se episode where it was his last voice piece.
Yeah, I got choked up at that one.
Oh, yeah, that was epic. That was definitely an epic thing. Yeah, that is the one thing that is kind of eating me at this, is that we're not going to have the Chinese wizard in it, or at least not him. But, you know, I think, you know, with Ron Perlman going to be in it as, I'm not sure if it's his father or if it's supposed to be the guy who kills Conan's father or one of the slave traders. But, you know, Ron Perlman always does a great job. You know, Rose
McGowan. As long
McGowan,
as they have either Valeria or Sonya in it, I think I'll be okay with the movie.
Well, you know, Rose McGowan's in it, and she's going to be Sonya, Red Sonya.
Nice.
So there's a good possibility that that's what they're going to do the Red Sonya tease with, is they're going to have Rose McGowan come in on this series, and then that way they have, hey, you know, check out, you know, just like they did back in the 80s with the Brigitte Nielsen Red Sonya movies by having Arnold come in as Conan.
Yeah, no one does Conan but Arnold. I'm sorry.
I don't know. Like, honestly, the guy looks the part, looks really good. The voice clips I've heard of him sound great. I'm willing to give it a try. But, you know, the only difference between this and the original movie, and, you know, I actually invite anybody who's listening to the show to email us and tell us, how many lines did Arnold have in the original movie? Like, 5? The original Conan, he never spoke. His English was so bad
that he only had,
like, 10 lines throughout the entire movie.
Yeah, he wasn't very many.
So, yeah, if you know what the answer is, go ahead and hit me up on Facebook or hit us up on my new Twitter account, cwest92184, since I got to say that. We got to go ahead and wrap up this edition of That Sci-Fi Show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Be sure to check us out online at thatscifishow.com. We will be back next week with more of That Sci-Fi Show right here on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. Be sure to check out their website at holisticlifestylesradionetwork.com. And tune in tomorrow night as Rockers in Recovery goes live from 7 to midnight right here on 1470 WWNN, only on the Holistic Lifestyles Radio Network. We will be back with more of That Sci-Fi Show next week, Saturday from 4 to 6. Stay tuned.
The opinions expressed on this sponsored program were strictly its host, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
The preceding program is a Rockers in Recovery radio production. Rights to this program are the sole rights of Rockers in Recovery Radio, Incorporated. Rebroadcast of this program in any form without express written consent is prohibited.
In the fast-paced world we live in, it's hard to find a company that has an impeccable reputation based on professional skill and knowledge, coupled with a strong work ethic, honesty, and integrity. Welcome to the world of Canatelli Builders Incorporated. Specialists in custom residential and commercial construction for 3 generations, CBI finishes the job as agreed and on time. Browse our website at www.canatellibuilders.com, read the testimonials, then call us at 954-977-2775 and let us add your name to our list of satisfied customers. While at the site, be sure to follow the link for complete information.